Cape Cod elects Democrat sheriff promising to shield criminal illegal aliens from deportation. By John Binder on November 10, 2022. Voters in Barnstable County, Massachusetts elected Democrat Donna Buckley for sheriff, ensuring that the area's cooperation with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency will soon come to an end. On Tuesday's elections, Buckley ran to replace longtime Sheriff James Cummings, R., with the promise that she will end Barnstable County's 287G agreement with ICE. The 287G program allows local law enforcement to seamlessly identify criminal illegal aliens and turn them over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation, Buckley said months ago. The sheriff's office should not be doing ICE's job. The sheriff's office should be focusing on all of the people who come out of jail and make sure they do not commit more crimes, that they do not have more victims, that they don't overdose and die, that they don't put our police at risk. It needs to go. A recent investigation, as Breitbart News reported in May, detailed the impact that ending 287G agreements has on local communities. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, for example, Democrat Sheriff Kebo Taylor ended the county's 287G agreement with ICE and subsequently began releasing criminal illegal aliens back into the community at a high rate. From 2020 to 2021, the number of illegal aliens turned over to ICE by Gwinnett County was cut by 85%. Last year, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that he would limit ICE's use of the 287G program with local law enforcement agencies as part of the Biden administration's larger efforts to gut interior immigration enforcement. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.